Hey guys, it's the Lone Wolf here, back with another episode of the Lone Wolf podcast. And my, oh my, awards. Such an honor to have. But they're really not. Honestly, it's like, oh, they're basically a popularity contest, but it's legal. And it's quote unquote reasonable. Honestly, it's a bit better than I. Okay, it's not a bit better than I thought it was gonna be. They still suck. They still suck. I knew a dang well fact ever since Olivia Rodrigo was like one of the nominations for the Grammys. I knew she was gonna win one. Because you know she's a talented human being and all that, and she's very popular. And, you know, fans would obviously get mad if she didn't win any Grammys. But then it's the same thing with Ariana Grande, so I don't know. I think she had, like, one Grammy nomination? Was that it? Hold up. Let me go on the internet and see. How many Grammys has Ariana Grande won? And just like me, everyone else in the entire world is thinking the same thing. Okay, so, ...15 Grammy nominations, and only 2 wins. The same as Olivia Rodrigo in her first ever Grammy. It really says a lot about society right now, isn't it? I'm just like, okay, at the end of the day, it's just a popularity contest that you think it's neutral, but it's not. It's also the Oscars, too. And I'm just like, really? You don't really need an Oscar or a Grammy to validate yourself and all that. It's nice, but, you know, it just means, oh, you need to pay me more money because I'm that famous and that talented. Even though technically everybody is the same amount of talent as anyone can be, it's just people have different strengths and weaknesses and all that. But it's like you're flexing on the fact that you're talent, that you have talent, and having a trophy just makes it more of the flex. And I'm like, I don't need this right now. But yeah, the Grammys just happened a while ago, and then the Oscars happened a little while ago, like 3 weeks ago, I think. I could be wrong, because I don't care. But yeah, like, everybody's aware of what happens in this year's Oscars, and I gotta say, both parties were at fault. You know, Chris Rock, he did not have to make that joke about Jada Smith, I think that's the name. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. I'm a dumb human being. So, for people who weren't aware, she had cancer. That's just the general term of it. I know there's a specific cancer that she's battling right now, but I'm just gonna say cancer because, you know, every cancer, no matter which part of the body it's at, it's always a battle. So, with that in mind, you know, cancer is something you shouldn't be joking at. You know, because, you know, people handle it very differently. But we can all agree, cancer sucks because your body is battling and everything and all that, even with the amount of surgeries you have to go through, you know, it's battling, right? To be joking about a battle that is within your own body is, it just doesn't feel great. You shouldn't joke about someone's body fighting over cancer, because technically that's an accomplishment in its own right and all that. And I do wish Jada the best. I don't even know if I'm saying her name right. I'm gonna be butchering this episode if you can't tell already. I do wish her the best and everything. But yeah, joking about cancer is something you shouldn't joke about. at all. You shouldn't be joking about cancer. Because, it just doesn't really, it just feels like an attack. I think, I don't know, I don't have cancer. What do I know? I don't have any friends who have cancer either, so I'm like the worst person to talk about this right now. But yeah, you shouldn't be joking over someone's like illness. You shouldn't be joking about someone's like struggle with mental health. You shouldn't joke about something that can ruin someone, that in a way can ruin someone else. It's the first ever award show since the pandemic. Some positivity would be nice, but no, this year's Oscars and ended up just being an opportunity for memes. I gotta say, I'm sorry, but the amount of meme templates have been, the amount of memes that have been created over this simple act via Will Smith is just so mind-boggling that I'm just like, well, word travels fast. Go figure, right? With that being said, though, Will, as much as I respect Will as an actor, so I respect him as a person, I don't know anymore as of the Oscars and all that, because you just happen to punch a person while that same person is taking a joke. I'm just saying both parties are at fault because, well, okay, and it's the first awards show with people in it, right? And everything like that, and the first thing you see is, oh, first awards show since 20 something, and Will Smith punches Chris Rock, and I'm like, you know that makes you look bad, right? Because yeah, in a way, yes, he was defending his wife because Chris Rock just happened to make a joke about Jada and everything like that. I'm just like, they captured this live. There are technically better ways to handle than someone punching someone, right? Violence, in my opinion, should never be the answer for everyone's solution, because there should be more civil ways to approach it. But punching someone was, or slapping someone was just was not it. At least I think. I don't know, but a lot of people on Twitter were like, oh, boo Chris Rock, boo Chris Rock for making that joke about it. But you kind of have to understand, he's a comedian. A lot of comedians make jokes whether they like them or not. People's senses of humor are always going to be different. So yeah. But yeah, the Oscars, bruh. It was just a bra moment that night, and also a lot of people were upset, and I kind of have to agree with said people about especially the animation category. Encanto won this year's Oscars for the best animation, unless I'm wrong. Unless I'm wrong. I hope not. Oh, shoot. Yeah, one best animated feature. Yeah, I forgot the nominees for a minute there. On a side note, I'm not sh if in terms of the Will Smith thing, I know people are like wondering whether or not Will Smith should even take his award 20 minutes after he punched Chris Rock, and I'm like, it's up to the Oscars. The general public ain't gonna do anything about it, whether we like to or not. Even though it's like free right, free will, free say. Let's just be honest, we don't really have any free say in the world if we really think about it when it comes to like award shows and stuff like that. But yeah, in terms of the I don't even want to bother listing off the nominees because I already did in my previous episode that you should listen to. I don't know why you would, but you should. But yeah, Encanto won, no brainer. It did resonate with a lot of people. I don't blame them. It's Disney's first musical ever since, I don't want to say Frozen, because Frozen was just a sequel. Honestly, since Moana, no? I could be wrong. I could be wrong. Wreck-It Ralph 2 doesn't count. So yeah, ever since Moana, which funny enough was also done by Lin-Manuel Miranda, and I don't blame them. Lin does deserve that Oscar. He did work really, really hard with Encanto. I don't blame them. But it has come to my attention that apparently animation is for kids. What's up with that? Like, and I blame Twitter. I do blame Twitter. But like, people were like saying, "Oh, like, bruh, Oscars, why are you like, you're not treating animation as a serious thing? You're saying, oh, it's just cartoons, and they're meant for kids and all that," which, let's just get this out of the way. Animation is for everybody. Why do you think anime exists? Because it's for everybody. And I'm like, at the end of the day, it's just moving pictures that are not real life. They're not 3D, as I would like to say it. And when I think about animation, right, I think of a story told in the most beautiful way possible. It doesn't matter if it's for kids, it doesn't matter, it's for adults. It's a story told in a way where you just want to immerse yourself in. With live action, it's a hit or miss. Let's just get this off the bat. Harry Potter. Like sometimes, like, yeah, well, like, the real life stuff is nice and all that. Sometimes animation is just more easier to do. I think, like animation, I did grow up with it. I was like one of those people who was like, let's just watch Mickey Mouse Clubhouse and all that. And the first intro to Disney was Mickey Mouse Clubhouse via animation. The thing that Disney is technically known for, the pioneers of animation, in my opinion anyway. I think so, yeah. So there. I said it. I say that Disney, Walt Disney, not the Disney company. No. Walt Disney was a pioneer of animation because you had stuff like Steamboat Willie, you had Snow White and the Seven Dwarves. Back then, it was so mind-boggling to people, right? Because they were like, "How do you do that? How do you do that?" People back then, especially during the Great Depression, right? People were wanting a chance to immerse themselves, to, be in a world that is not their own. And I think animation does a beautiful job doing that. Like, everyone can enjoy it. Kids can enjoy it, adults can enjoy it. I don't think it really matters, in my opinion anyway. And to hear the fact that the Oscars themselves, I think, because it's Twitter. Everyone lies on Twitter, but to say that the fact that animation is just for kids and shouldn't be taken seriously, I'm just like, bruh. Bruh. I'm 18. I love watching anime. I love watching cartoons. Well, at least the ones done in 2000s anyway. Because sometimes the new cartoons now is just an excuse to put their political message up front, and I'm like, yeah, not today. Not today. But like, I like watching cartoons. It's very easy to imagine the world because of how vibrant they are, how, memorable the characters can be. It's very easy to imprint someone in their memory, regardless if you're a kid or if you're an adult. It's very easy. With live action, things can get muddy, things can be desaturated. But like, it's kind of hard unless you have like big vibrant colors and everyone moving so big and so exaggerated. it's not going to stick in my brain, and at least that's how I think about it anyway. But with animation, it's just so easy to capture someone, regardless if you're an adult or you're a kid. So, yeah, please take animation very seriously. A lot of people in the animation industry right now is severely underpaid, which I am just like, why? A lot of people like this, so why? Why? Why are you underpaying one of the most hardworking people known to man right now? It's just why? Why are you doing this? Why? A lot of companies are doing it, and I'm just like, really? You're really losing hope in the animation industry right now? And that includes the voice actors also, you know, the voice actors who are, you know, behind the voices that you are, that you love a lot right now. I'm gonna talk about Miraculous Ladybug for a minute here. So, why was I talking about, you know, voice actors and the animation industry being underpaid? Well, that is also happening, and also Miraculous Ladybug is facing that same problem. And to Jeremy Zag, #Zag, pay up. I don't care. You're kind of rich right now. It's only fair you only, like, pay, you know, the artists and the voice actors that help you bring your show to life and help you to make millions and millions and millions of dollars. So, two is confirmed. One is, like, vague about his response, but for the sake of this episode of the podcast, I'm just gonna say he's confirmed. Three talented voice actors have left the show Miraculous Ladybug due to the fact that they weren't paid enough, which I'm like, are you kidding me right now? And then you know, on top of that, SAMG, who was responsible for animating season one of Miraculous Ladybug and then parts of it, I think also season two, but then, you know, and then they were like, oh, let's switch to a new studio, which I'm like, bro, really? This looks very, very awful. But SAMG, just, I think the number one reason why I did like the show a lot was because of the animation, you know, like, it just looked pretty good. And then to find out they were fired because of Haha Jeremy's Egg, I'm just like, bruh, really? And then apparently they were told that they were going to do season 5, which I'm like, really? Because the really part about it is that they're only doing 2 episodes, which I'm like, really? And I'm like, Miraculous Ladybug is so popular enough that I'm pretty sure you have enough money to raise, to, you know, pay the voice actors and actresses, you know, the amount of money they need to, you know, pay rent and stuff like that, and to have enough money to pay SAMG. I'm like, really? Come on, Jeremy, really? Don't throw away the problem with teasing those trailers of the new movie that you're working on, probably not having Thomas's approval or something like that. You know, I'm like, real. I'm just like, you're rich. You should have enough money to pay your employees. That's all I have to say about it. Anyway, yeah, I'm just like, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Why is this happening? This shouldn't be an issue, but unfortunately, it is an issue. And I'm just like, you know, talent doesn't go by that quickly. You know, talent is something you should take advantage of while you still have it, and you know, you need to do some negotiations to make it work. And if you're severely underpaying your voice actors and your artists and anything like that, then technically that does look bad for you and all that. And technically Zag also is working with Disney, so with Miraculous Ladybug, so you know, rich, help the poor. It's not that hard. It helps saving a bunch of lives and all that. You know, just really. Anyway, sorry for that. I just needed to get that off my brain and everything. And yeah, I mean, you know, I guess some good things came out of a the Oscars. Questlove, who is known for being Jimmy Fallon's drummer on the Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon, he did a documentary about, I think, black soul music, all that, and unsurprisingly enough, it won an Oscar, which I'm like, you know what? He deserved that Oscar, even though I haven't seen the documentary, because I just can't handle documentaries. You know, I think telling a story about, you know, black music and all that, it should be known, and it should be, like, there already, right? But it took 2022 to take this long to talk about, you know, black music and technically how they technically originated jazz. Ever thought about that? So, yeah, and, you know, I guess what's memorable about this year's Oscars is Will Smith and stuff like that. And I'm like, you know, 2022 has kind of been a depressing year for everybody, you know, and to have more, like, negativity just keep rolling around is just not helping. At least that's how I think about it anyway. I'm sorry. I started off my 2022 being sick. I got the flu and everything. It took 10 days to recover. Kind of the worst 10 days of my life. So, you know, and then I just ended up being really, really depressed about my life and having existentialism left and right. So, and then just to see the Oscars screwed themselves over, I'm like, bruh, fun. You know, they say, oh, it's the award shows, it's a time to get together and celebrate movies and blah. It's just a stupid popularity contest that no one can even give a damn about, because as the public, we're not even allowed to vote on the Oscars. Haha, funny enough. Like, you know, it's just, oh, like, we're just like, oh, here's the select group of people. You know what the selective group of people said? Hey, we are gonna make our choices for the Oscars, and you, general public, just have to accept it. And I'm like, not this year. Not this year at all. No. So, yeah. So, and while we're on the topic of award shows, and why do I find them really stupid? The Grammys! Ugh. So much fun. So I was right about Olivia Rodrigo winning a Grammy. I didn't know she was gonna win two, but, like, you know, and same amount. She has the exact number of Grammys that Ariana Grande won over her 10-year career, which says a lot. It really does says a lot about the Grammys and how they operate. And I'm like, you know what? They are aware of the public, and they know how much they love Olivia Rodrigo. You know, if she didn't win a Grammy, of course people would riot. Let's just get that off the bat. People would riot, because her album was just that popular. I've listened to it once. The best way I can describe it is it's very petty. I said it before, probably in brief conversations and stuff like that. But to put it bluntly, it's a very petty album, and I don't blame her for being said petty, because, you know, breakups and all that, when you broke up with someone, you break up with someone, right, you feel like, oh, you're kind of like, what's it called, like, you kind of feel like alone and all that, and you feel like you have the right to be upset, even though if you look at it from an objectively standpoint, you don't have the right to be upset. You know, it just, you feel self-centered in a way for a while. And, you know, people who are who kind of broke off from relationships, I wouldn't be surprised if you all felt that way. I don't know, I've never been in a romantic relationship before, preferably because I don't feel like being in one right now. I don't know, I have not really met people that are not my family members in over 2 flipping years. Take that as you will. I mean, it's kind of an exaggeration. Of course, I met people, but then people don't talk to me back. So, yeah. Maybe that's why. But yeah, when I think about Olivia Rodrigo's Sour album, I'm just thinking, wow, she's really petty, isn't she? Because, like, she's like, she's venting out her feelings and all that, and mumbo jumbo, and like, she kind of doesn't not need an acting career anymore because she has her own music skyrocketing off of her, and I'm like, bruh. But I guess congratulations to Olivia Rodrigo. I knew she would win a Grammy back in like summer last year. When, yeah, I did. I made a huge story about, oh, her winning a Grammy, and like, oh, she's guaranteed to win a Grammy, which, I don't blame me, because I'm right. In this case, I'm right. She won two Grammys! Woo! So yeah. Also, I blame Kiss FM. Sorry, not sorry. I blame Kiss FM a lot, who played these like popular music, and for a while there would be a time where Olivia Rodrigo was repeated nonstop, and I'm like, if this is how the Grammys are gonna choose the Grammy winners this year, I'm just gonna be in disbelief. And like, wow, it's really all about popularity. I see. I see. So, but let's stick on the pop genre category for now, because the classical stuff and jazz and everything like that, I'm not too familiar with, and I don't want to get anything wrong. So, Kiss Me More, Doja Cat, and SZA. I'm sorry if I peaked, but I'm not surprised at all. I'm not. That song has been repeated over and over and over again. I would go in my car and play Kiss FM, right? Because I sometimes would be in a position where I don't want to use my phone and everything like that. So I would just turn on the radio, and sometimes my Bluetooth wouldn't work. But the first thing I hear is Kiss Me More from Doja Cat and SZA. Popularity alert. Sorry, yeah, it just won because it was popular. And some other nominees were Lonely via Justin Bieber and Benny Blanco. Yeah, I don't hear that song often anymore. Higher Power by Coldplay. Oh, it's a girl performance. Okay, makes sense. I Get a Kick Out of You from Lady Gaga and Tony Bennett. That's probably a move from a movie soundtrack. And Butter from BTS. Yeah, I rarely think I hear that song often. Heck no. Heck no. It's always Kiss Me More from SZA and Doja Cat. Best record ever, Leave the Door Open from Silk Sonic featuring Bruno Mars. Bruh, that song won? It won over Driver's License? What the heck? I guess people really like Bruno Mars, go figure, right? But some other nominees were Happier Than Ever from Billie Eilish, Right on Time from Brandy Charlie, Driver's License from Olivia Rodrigo. I Saw Faith in You from ABBA. I Get a Kick Out of You from Lady Gaga and Tony Bennett. Freedom from Jean-Baptiste. Peaches from Justin Bieber, Givian, and Daniel Caesar. Caesar, whatever. Kiss Me More, Ed Light won a Grammy. And Montero, Call Me By Your Name by Lil Nas X. I swear the last song was popular thanks to TikTok, which I don't have, by the way, because I just think TikTok is severely overrated and completely useless, in my opinion. And I just don't like the app. I don't. Some weird stuff happens on TikTok. I'm not necessarily a fan of it. Anyway, new artist, Olivia Rodrigo. Not surprised at all. I'm like, when your first month of making music and you have 6 million views already? Yeah, I have no further comments, sir. One name that is surprisingly shocking on here, Phineas. Isn't that the same guy who was who's Billie Eilish's brother and produces like all of her music for her, or am I just tripping? I could be. I could be rap don't care about rap because I don't like listening to it, and also my sister ruined that genre for me, unfortunately, because I'm just like, I don't want to listen to rap today, so here we go. Song, best song, Leave the Door Open, like from Bruno Mars. Oh, Leave the Door Open. You know, whatever. Whatever. Bruno took it this year. Funny if I thought it was gonna be like Driver's License, right? Because it was just so relatable to everybody and everything. And no, yeah, that was it. And it's very popular. Go figure. Because it's Olivia freaking Rodrigo. Boo. I don't care about anything though, so there's that to consider. Anyway, so a lot of songs were nominated this year, which I'm like, bruh, are you kidding me? But Freedom from Soul did win Best Music Video. I thought there was an awards show dedicated to that, the American Music Awards. That's not a thing anymore. Okay. Yeah, okay. Latin pop, don't listen to it. I don't listen to that. Rap, I don't listen to that. Melodic rap, I don't listen to that. Music film, I didn't see that. Pop vocal album, Olivia Rodrigo, Sour. Bun. I'm not surprised though. I'm genuinely not surprised though that Olivia Rodrigo won, although I wouldn't be surprised if like Billie Eilish won, but no, it was Olivia Rodrigo, woo! And everything else, I don't know. I don't know. Oh yeah, Driver's License did win a Grammy for Best Pop Solo Performance Ever. Okay, so yeah, it's just another popularity contest. That's all. I'm just like, I don't even listen to pop music unless if I'm forced to do so via radio when when my Bluetooth just happens to not be working that day. I always end up listening to pop music because it's just something that I can get by. Other than that, I am kind of in the J-pop Vocaloid sphere sort of thing. I did play a lot of Project Sekai, so take that as you will. But yeah, I like listening to Vocaloid because all the producers are really good and Hatsune Miku slaps, and I like listening to Patchwork Staccato Luca version a lot. So yeah, I've been listening to a lot of Vocaloid and J-pop lately. A lot of anime openings because that's just what I'm into lately. Yeah, because I want to train my brain to get used to like Japanese words through my head. Yeah. And I just like Japanese lyrics because they're depressing, but they're cat but the like the lyrics are depressing, but the melody is catchy. And yeah. That's it. And you know, there is just something about it that I'm just like, you know what? I don't care if people catch me listening to this. I don't care. Everything else I feel like slightly insecure about listening to because, like, you know, when I was in high school, right? You know, I listen to pop a lot because it's the one thing that I'm comfortable and used to listening to. And but then I would hear, like, you know, girls my age would listen to like rap and a lot of, you know, rap that has cuss words in it, and I just wasn't comfortable when I was listening to rap. And you know, my sister being a high schooler also kind of also got into it. And you know, suffice to say, I'm just like, rap just wasn't it for me. I tried, keyword tried, like, you know, I try to dig. It's not even how you use it. Heck no. I try to like rap, but then it just never really sat well with me. And TikTok, anything that boomed in popularity thanks to TikTok, Yeah, I wouldn't really listen to that either because I don't go on TikTok. I don't have TikTok. I think that TikTok is just, nah. I don't like TikTok. I don't. There's just something about me and TikTok that I'm just like, no. No. I don't care what you say. I'm not gonna download it. Because I think, I don't know, my sense of humor is just weird and everything like that. That's how I see it anyway. And I would rather watch, vocal and music videos, and I don't think you get that from TikTok. I've been listening to a bunch of Vocaloid lately, thanks to the game Project Sekai. Please download it. It's a really good rhythm game, and the songs slap. Okay, I don't care what you all say. Vocaloid songs slap, even though my Japanese is very bad. There's just something about Vocaloid songs that just makes me feel comfortable, and I like listening to depressing songs, so here we go. Anyway, I think I'm gonna wrap it up for this week. If you can't tell, I'm tired, and I just wanted to talk about the Oscars and Grammys because, well, because I can and I feel like it. And it's a great continuation of what my last episode was. Oscar nomination. Thoughts on the Oscars and Grammys and Tonys and Emmys. A big popularity contest that they don't want the general public to be involved in. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed this week's episode of the Lone Wolf podcast. I don't know when I'm going to be posting more episodes. I don't know. If I do, I do. If I don't, I don't. And that's just how everything goes. Woo! If you want to follow me on social media, you can do so at The Lone Wolf Pod on both Twitter and Instagram. I relaunched my Twitter for people who aren't aware. Follow me on Twitter, please. Or Instagram if you prefer. I really don't care. At The Lone Wolf Pod on both Twitter and Instagram. My business email is down below at wolfthelone90@gmail.com. Wolf D. No, that's not it. wolfthelone90@gmail.com. Dit, dit, dit. Anyway, I have merch. Buy my merch. Teespring merch. Wolf Lord, blah. The link will be in the description below. If you want to donate me $1, $5, $10 a month, you can do so with the donation link at the bottom of this episode's description. Please and thank you. Again, $1, $5, $10 a month, it doesn't matter to me. The free way you can financially support me is just to listen to my episodes back to back. All my episodes should be monetizable, and if they're not, I guess they're not for some weird reason. I don't know. This one's probably gonna be monetized too. Well, So what's it called? Just listen to my episodes back to back, and I get 1 cent from Anchor. That's right. 0.01 cent from Anchor, which isn't a lot, but it's something. I want it to be 5 cents per week, but realistically, that's never gonna happen. I want it to happen, but I don't think it's gonna happen. Even then, so please just listen to all my episodes. Most of my episodes are fun. My older episodes are funner than what this year had in store. But yeah, please listen to them if you can, and if you don't want to, then I hope you enjoyed this episode. And yeah, with that being said, I'll holla at you guys later and stay safe.